Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker and owner, in with Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning, fellow realtor and my husband. And our special guest, Tom Burke with MetLife Home Loans. Hi, Tom.
Hi, good morning.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing just fine, thank you.
Thanks.
It's good to be back.
Good to have you back. Thanks for coming back. Before we start, I'd like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas.
I'd like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas also. Merry Christmas.
And so would I. Merry Christmas, everyone.
We are here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss various real estate topics regarding selling, buying, financing, appraising. We have a full-time real estate office with 12-plus realtors on board. You can feel free to email us at
questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
Or you can visit our website to search the MLS or to search or view our listings, and that's jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. So welcome back, Tom. Again, MetLife Home Loans. And a little bit about you, please.
Well, again, I'm in the mortgage business now for the last 22 years. I've been with this particular company for the last 15 years in February.
Wow.
Last week we were speaking about PHFA lending and the different programs that are available out there in order to get people that are out looking for their first home, or in some cases, people that are trading up from a home.
And what
the
best
deal that they possibly can. The PHFA program, again, is a state agency it provides different programs for home buyers. There's two different tiers of the program. One is for first-time home buyers, and there's another one for people that have already owned a home. Again, a first-time home buyer, someone that has not owned a home in the last 3 years. The best selling point about the PHFA program, again, is a lower rate. It's usually about 0.5% lower than the going rate at any given time. Right now, it is actually over a percentage point lower than the going rate.
Wow.
I also wanted to point out there's a lot of different programs out there. Well, there's different programs that you can use along with the PHFA program. But before I get into that, I just want to point out that right now, especially this time of year, it's really a great time to be out looking for a home because of the market. I mean, like Warren Buffett said, when there's blood in the streets, that's the best time to invest. And right now in the real estate market, like, there is blood in the streets. Jackie, I don't know if you know anything about how the market is right now, any kind of statistical analysis, but I know just of what I've seen, like since 2006, I'd say the average house in the Lackawanna and Luzerne County areas, it probably has diminished. I'd say somewhere around between 10 and 15%.
And that could be the case. I pull the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors data on Lackawanna County and the different areas within the county, just so I have an understanding and a true picture of what's happening in the marketplace. And so, for instance, let me just tell you right now, in Lackawanna County, there's close to 1,200 active for sale listings, homes, residential. This is not even counting the multi-family dwellings available for sale. And out of that amount, 164 are pending.
Talk about a buyer's market.
You got 1,200 for sale and 168 are pending.
Right.
Wow.
Dunmore. And Tom, I know you know a lot about Dunmore.
I was born and raised in Dunmore. I know it's a very desirable place to live.
Okay. How about this? 49 homes for sale, 3 are pending.
3. Wow.
Did you ever hear that? No. It's staggering. That number, I mean, was unheard of years ago.
Back in 2004, 2005, 2006, people in Dunmore weren't even using real estate agents.
No, it
they
was
just
word of mouth.
On, word of mouth.
Gone in less than 24 hours. And I have a breakdown of Mid Valley. There's currently 97 homes available for sale. Again, residential. This is not even counting the investment properties, the commercial properties, the multifamily dwellings. This is just single family homes available for sale. 17 are pending. Valley View, 94 for sale, 13 pending.
Wow. Those numbers are staggering.
Scranton, let's do Scranton. Total of 356 single-family homes available for sale, 43 pending.
Wow.
So, I mean, in terms of talking to our sellers at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we like to give them a true picture of what's happening out there. And right now, there is supply. So, as you mentioned, and you quoted Warren Buffett, yes, now's the time to buy. Look at these programs that are available. PHFA, the Pennsylvania Housing Finance Agency. Now, my understanding is that it has a lower interest rate, as you just mentioned.
That's exactly right. Now, the PHFA also has the ability to add different programs into it also. For instance, you can actually do an FHA along with a PHFA program.
Right, which many people don't realize.
Well, really, what I'd like to talk about is how we can get somebody with limited savings into a home. People think that there's, you know, you need 20% down anymore, and that's not the case. For different tiers of programs, okay? Like for a conventional mortgage, you need a minimum of 5% down. Okay, that 5% down has to be your own funds where you have saved it. And again, we spoke the last show about having seasoned funds, which means the funds have to be in the bank for at least 2 months and in some cases, 3 months. Now, that's on a conventional mortgage. And there are certain minimum credit scores, again, for like at 5% down, you need like a 680 credit score. At 10% down, you do not. Those tiers are relaxing themselves now. Now, what I've seen in the last 2 years, the most commonly used program right now is the FHA program.
I would have to agree.
The FHA program is a very good program. It's FHA is the Federal Housing Administration program, okay? The beauty of the FHA program is that you only need 3.5% down as a down payment for this program, okay? And that 3.5% down doesn't even have to be your own money. It could be a gift from a family member. I would say that in my experience, especially with first-time homebuyers, I would say somewhere in the vicinity of probably 80% of people, first-time homebuyers, get a gift from a family member to help them purchase their first home.
Right.
Okay? So the credit criteria and things of that nature also, not really the credit. Again, we spoke before, minimum 620 credit scores anymore as far as getting a mortgage. You have to have at least a 620 credit score. But qualifying criteria is a little bit more lax with the FHA program than any other program out there at this point in time. And unfortunately, they are turning the screws on that program. They just recently changed some of the PMI ways that program works. I don't want to get too technical on it because I'd just be throwing figures at you pertain. But there are other programs out there also. For instance, out in the more rural areas, okay? And when I say rural area, it's places that don't have a lot of people in it, okay? For instance, all of Wyoming County, all of Susquehanna County, all of Wayne County, all of Pike County, they have what's called the Rural Housing Program. The Rural Housing Program is one of the last 100% financing programs out there. Lackawanna and Luzerne, Monroe, Carbon counties, the more populated counties also have this program, but there's
outlining areas.
There's geographic restrictions.
Right. Okay.
So if you live in the valley,
not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. But if you live in Moscow, if you live in Factoryville,
Scott Township, Greenfield.
Those areas, there are geographic areas. We have a website that we can take the address of any given property. Actually, I was doing it last night for a property where we just punch in the
address.
The address and it'll tell you whether the program works or not.
Good.
Now, that program there are different income guidelines and things of that nature for that program, but again, it is one of the last 100% financing programs available to anybody at this point
in time.
Well,
if someone's looking to buy a home, it would make sense that they would at least investigate if they qualify, or the home that they're looking at qualifies under that program.
Yeah, really. What is the income limits in Lackawanna County again?
The income limits in Lackawanna County, it is based, it's tiered on
how many people are
people in the household. Okay, and unfortunately,
let's just take two, for instance.
Again, it depends on the county, and I know it's like in the $70,000 range at this point in time. I don't have that. Unfortunately, I didn't bring that information with me today, but of course, I have access to it. It's very readily available.
Right,
it is pretty.
So it's like the PHA for FA program, where the income guidelines and the pricing was very generous.
That's right. Yeah. And the other benefit to this program is, you pay one-time upfront fee of what's called the MIP premium, mortgage insurance premium, which is like PMI. Most people that are in the housing market understand what PMI is, private mortgage insurance. This, again, is a federal program, and the beauty of the program is you only pay that fee one time, and then you're not paying a monthly PMI payment. So it really is a great vehicle in order to purchase a home. One of the things that they are kind of stringent on the program, and as very well they should be, it is 100% financing. You have to be a pretty well-qualified buyer to qualify for the program. But if you are well-qualified, it's a great program to get yourself into.
Yeah, sounds it. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate with Jackie Ruddy. That's me. And I'm broker-owner Pat Devaney.
That's me.
Fellow realtor and husband. And our special guest, Tom Burke, from MetLife Home Loans, and we're headed towards break. So before we do so, we like to review a listing, and Pat, you have the honors.
All right, we have a listing at 1025 Albright Avenue in Scranton. It's $94,900. It's 3 bedrooms, 1 bath. It's a move-right-in condition, a remodeled kitchen, new appliances. It's got a beautiful corner lot, nice-sized rooms, walk-up attic. You know, just some of this home's wonderful features. It's got a new furnace, which I like, a new hot water heater, nice fenced-in yard so you can keep the dog back there. And this home is a steal for under $100,000. That's 94.9. That's 1025 Albright Avenue, 3 bedroom, 1 bath.
Very good. It's break time, so we will be back in a short bit with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you'll experience the gold standard. Their network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. They know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation, harvesting the power of the internet. They'll shepherd you through every step of the selling process, from start to finish, from marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. They're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit www.jruddy.com, where they work to champion your best interests all the way.
We are back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I am Jackie Ruddy, broker owner, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
Merry Christmas, Jackie.
Merry Christmas to you. Ho, ho, ho. And Tom Burke from MetLife Home Loans.
Good morning and Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas to you, Tom. I forgot to say that. I don't want to make you feel left out.
Oh, that's okay. I won't hold it against you, Patrick.
Before the break, we were discussing the rural housing program that's available for people in Lackawanna County in rural areas. Rural areas are the less populated areas.
That's right.
Like Scott Township, Greenfield Township. And this is one of the, this is 100% financing program,
yes.
correct?
Yes.
I got that correct.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good program, and it qualifies for outlying areas, rural areas, where there's not a lot of population.
Yes, for that program, I believe right now the maximum mortgage amount is $271,000.
Oh, that's generous.
Okay, that's the same thing as the FHA program also. Okay, then you get out to certain other counties. Pike County is much higher than that, to tell you the truth. I don't know the number right now as we're speaking, but I know Pike County is it's entwined in a different statistical area, federal funds that way, so they always are a little
different.
Bit higher than
okay.
than all of the rest of northeastern Pennsylvania.
And Wayne's up there too?
Wayne is not the same. Wayne is essentially the same in most cases as Lackawanna, most of these programs. Sometimes they're off by a little bit, but it's not really
too much
that much to really worry about.
And you are with MetLife Home Loans, and what's your contact information?
My contact information is, my office number is 570-961-5174, and I will call you back if I'm not in.
Not today, though.
That's right. Well, you never know.
At some point.
And today, and also, my website is www.TomBurkeLoans.com. And that's TomBurke, B-U-R-K-E, loans.com.
Very good. And you do all these programs because you're very well-versed, but not everybody does these programs.
No. What you'll find is a lot of the smaller local banks do not carry these programs. They, a lot of times, will only do maybe the PHFA program. Some of them do, some of them don't. A lot of them will only do a plain vanilla conventional mortgage. A lot of the smaller local lenders are just not equipped.
No.
Like us, larger, like MetLife Home Loans and Wells and Bank of America and things like that, where we have a mortgage arm. Like, we do all of these different programs with, like, for instance, a VA mortgage. You can't walk into your local bank and get a VA mortgage. You have to find out who does it. Most of us larger mortgage bankers are the ones that you will get that.
Right.
Okay. Now, getting back to the rural housing program and the FHA program, there is some catches to these programs, okay? For instance, on the FHA program, there are minimum standards that the federal government wants to have on any home that is going to be financed under these programs.
The inspection.
Yes, and they're very similar. There are different between an FHA, a VA, and a rural housing program. There's basic stuff. The basic things are on the home. The roof has to be in good shape. If the house, the appraiser and the inspector are one and the same person when these people come out, okay? They have, they wear two hats. Number one, they look for the worth of the property, and then they have basic minimum standards for the home. Number one, the roof has to be in good shape. It has to have a remaining life of at least 3 years, and that, of course, is subject to interpretation. Number two, there cannot be any peeling paint on a property, inside or out, on a property that was built before 1978.
Lead paint.
Lead paint was in all paints. If prior to 1978, then it was outlawed. So if the house was built before then, they would call for any peeling paint on the property. And this is something that is getting a little bit more technical. The federal government is coming out with more stringent rules daily on lead paint. And it's one of the things, I don't really want to get into it here because it just goes on and on.
Yes, it does.
But
essentially, no chipping, peeling
that's right.
paint.
If you want to list your house, you should get it ready for these programs, because most of these programs are where the financing is coming in this day and age.
A lot of FHA out there.
So, in prepping your house, maybe you'd want to do some touch-up paint and things of that nature. And again, when you're doing stuff like that, you want to get all the paint chips on the ground have to go away, too.
That's
they have
right.
to be
you
vacuumed up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's peeling paint, the roof. They also want handrails around any set of stairs with three or more steps. And then any major safety issues. That's the basic stuff for an FHA mortgage.
Electrical,
GFIs around all water sources. A GFI is one of those plugs that if you're sitting in the tub and somebody throws the blow dryer in, it clicks off and you don't die. That's
right.
What a GFI plug is, okay?
Also known as GFCI, ground
GFCI,
fault.
That's
okay,
right.
All right.
Ground fault circuit interrupts, it senses a ground that kicks off.
Okay, well.
All right, so.
When you have a firefighter in the family, you know the proper terms.
Yeah.
Now, again, there are certain intricacies between these different programs, but that is the basic stuff. I mean, if you're out there as a shopper looking for a home and you know these basic premises, a lot of real estate people and a lot of the non-true professionals used to try to push people out of these programs because they didn't want to deal with these little details. But if you know what the criteria is going in, that means you're not going to go in and try to buy a home that is wood clad and it needs a complete paint job and, you know, it needs renovation work and everything else. You know what you need when you're out looking for the home.
Well, and one of the things I like to mention as a realtor in Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, make sure we do this on our listings. And when we insert it and input it into the multi-list system, which is our computer database, mm-hmm. all realtors have access to this information. One of the things we have to do is check what kind of financing would be available on that property, on that listing. And if the listing agent knows their stuff, would know whether the house would qualify or not. And there are all the little check boxes, FHA, VA, cash, conventional, so on and so forth.
That's right. I forgot about that, Jack. Mm-hmm. That's a very good point. I mean, it's really, the information is readily available through your real estate agent. If you're looking at a house, nine times out of 10, that information would be right on the listing sheet that they would email you or send you or anything along those lines.
Correct.
So that is a very good point.
Okay. Now, when you're doing a PHFA loan, what kind of inspections do they look for on that one?
Well, the PHFA loans are, like, you could take these different programs and you can actually combine them with the PHFA program.
Right.
And the PHFA program, then you have to adhere to both aspects of both different programs. I mean, you have to stay within the income guidelines, and then you have to adhere to whatever guidelines you're using on the other programs.
So it's tricky.
It is a little bit tricky, but it isn't really that tricky. I mean,
you do it. You do quite a bit of it. Over the years, you've done it, so it is doable.
Like for instance, now, number one, when I talk to a client, I tell them, get a home inspection. Just get one. It's really the smartest thing you can do. You're investing probably six figures into a home for an extra $500. Get the home inspection, okay?
Absolutely.
Now, there are certain things, like for instance, on a conventional mortgage now and an FHA mortgage now, they don't require you to get a pest inspection. But really, you're crazy not to get one. Okay?
Just because it's not required by the lender doesn't mean that you should.
Right. I want to know if I got termites. I'm spending $200,000 on a home. I want to know if it's structurally sound.
Right.
And these home inspection agencies will go in and they'll think to check things that you wouldn't think of in a million years. So believe me, it's money well spent. Now,
agreed.
As far as different inspections that the PHFA wants.
They want a pest inspection,
they
correct?
Definitely, in every case, they want a pest inspection. And then when you have rural properties, like a property with a well and septic, okay? Those
necessary.
Those systems within the house need to be checked also. And some need to be checked, you know, depending on if you use an FHA, there's a specific water test for an FHA loan. There's a specific water test for a rural housing loan. And then there's a specific, even more stringent test for a VA mortgage. So again, it's just, you know, you have to do your homework up front before you start shopping to see how this all plays into being. I mean, it's, again, like I said, going to these first-time home buyer
seminars,
and the one class that in some cases you have to take, they really give you this kind of information so that
they give you a good foundation.
Exactly.
Precisely. And you know what you're doing, and you don't feel like you're completely in the dark and confused.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, who teaches the class?
We went over this already. It's all volunteer basis, and we have a number of different mortgage lenders, myself one of them. So at any given time, maybe I would be your teacher for that particular.
Oh, so we have an excellent teacher?
Oh.
The best.
One of the best, of course.
If not the best.
Now, again, those classes, you have a lender, you have a realtor, you have a pest an inspector, and you have a closer, which is an attorney. So it takes you through the whole process. And like I said, if you have the inclination, wanting to purchase a home, I would.
And now's the time to buy.
So without question.
Yeah. There's a supply out there of homes available for sale.
Keep this in mind also. This is the time of year when it gets cold.
Nobody wants to carry the house.
And somebody's listing a house and they're heating it and they're getting $400, $500, $600, $800 a month bills. and the taxes are due in February, they want to sell their house.
Motivated.
Yeah, it's a lot of motivated.
You know, back in
sellers.
2006, it was a seller's market. They got to name their price. In this day and age, within reason, the buyer gets to name their price.
Well, within reason.
That's
because
right.
We're seeing some very unreasonable
No,
offers.
And I know. I see it too.
Okay. All right. Well, that, you know, believe it or not, that concludes today's show. I mean, we're going to wrap it up. Before we do, we're going to do a listing and a tip. But thank you so much.
No problem. It's my pleasure to be here.
Tom Burke of MetLife Home Loans. Again, your contact information?
570-961-5174. And my website is www.TomBurkeLoans.com. That's Tom Burke, B-U-R-K-E, loans.com.
Really good information.
Well, thank you for having me. And again, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Before we close, we have a listing at 803 Church Street, Moosic. And this is Stephanie Silvestri's listing. She's a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy's. Price is $154,900. Has a 9 rooms, 3 bedrooms, 1.5 baths, 2 fireplaces. That's nice. 1-car garage. It's a bi-level that was built approximately 1975. Terrific location. Fantastic view from the rear deck. Oh, I love views. Phenomenal view. And it has an in-ground pool. And there could be a possibility of having a 4th bedroom in the lower level. Or you can make it a large den. So, again, 154-9, 803 Church Street, Moosic. Before we close, our tip of the day is invest in a motion-activated security system, lights, and place them near grade level, near windows and entrances. This is not only a protection of your home and but also your family. And people can't hide when you have this motion-activated security light system in place. So there's you can pick them up for less than $50. Of course, they go up in price the more intricate you get, but there are wireless outdoor motion sensor lights available, kits available at some of the bigger stores around the area.
Yes, they work really well. We know.
We have them all over, right?
Yes.
Front, back, and side. That concludes today's Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker, with Jackie Ruddy, Pat Devaney.
Merry Christmas.
Tom Burke.
Merry Christmas.
And Pat and I are with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. If you have any questions during the week, feel free to email us at
questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us toll free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
Or you can view our listings or search the MLS by going to jruddy.com. JRUDDY.com. Thanks for joining us, and again, Merry, Merry Christmas.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, you'll experience the gold standard. Their network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. They know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation. Harvesting the power of the internet, they'll shepherd you through every step of the selling process from start to finish, from marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. They're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit www.jruddy.com, where they work to champion your best interests all the way.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.